International love, oh, this international love. I don't play football, but a touchdown everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. Thank you, Mitch. I'm David.
I'm Mitchell.
Why am I not surprised you did that one? They're just not surprised. Not surprised at all. Not surprised at all.
Well, there's love in the title, in the song.
Is there? I don't know what's going on.
International love. Here.
Yeah, it's international love, the song.
Yeah, I know, but you said it's in the title, but...
It is in the title.
Me and Mitch have no idea what the title is and why we're here.
Oh.
Well, we know why we're here. We're going to record an episode, but we don't know what we're recording.
Yeah. Also, to pull curtain back, we're also recording this episode early because our normal recording time is a special day, which we can't get 2 hours away from. I think Mitchell could.
I was told that she wouldn't care. It's just a normal day. And I was like, well, it's a bit late now, and I've already said we can't. So we're not only recording a day early, we're also recording several hours early. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's still light.
If you enjoy this episode and you want us to check out more of our stuff, you can go onto our socials at Wait What Pod Trio on the Twitter. No, X.
Nah, I've already heard it once. Nah, it's not as funny.
It's all right, Dave, you popped me.
I got Mitchell still. We have a YouTube channel then.
Wait What Podcast. Everything's up to date. All the episodes are out. Fun, fun, fun.
To the daddy, to the T-Bird away. Very good. I like me some Beach Boys as well. So, because it is the time of year that people do like relationships and stuff.
Pancake Day, yes.
We have said in the past on Way More Podcast we won't do a Valentine's Day episode because it's a pointless activity. I think we tried it once, like maybe like a little thing on the internet, looking at Valentine's internet stories and that. But what I've decided to do is buck with that whole thing and make my own little game. So what we're playing is Dave's Love Game. It's Dave's Love Game. It's Dave's Love Game. Dave's Love Game.
It has an intro and everything.
It does. And so, what is Dave's Love Game? Well, what it's going to be is going to be Liam versus Mitchell, as you would expect. It's kind of like a Jeopardy-style kind of quiz game, but all the questions, there isn't the same number of questions. They haven't got like different levels of difficulty or anything like that. The only way of Jeopardy is there's 5 categories, and you can pick what category and what question you want to go for as well. I'll tell you the categories in a bit. But first, for a little bit about love. For the initial happy feelings of being in love, it's stimulated by 3 chemicals in the brain. Noradrenaline, that stimulates adrenaline production that causes your racing heart and sweaty palms. Dopamine, the feel-good chemical. And phenylephrine. That is released when we're near our crush. It gives us butterflies in our tummies. But there is a... the biological reason behind this, but there's also like distinct phases of falling in love. The first one is lust, driven by the levels of testosterone in men or estrogen in women in our bodies. The second is attraction, similar in the feelings of an addictive rush from certain drugs or alcohol for being around this person. And the final stage is attachment, where you get closely bonded and start making long-term plans together. So that's love. Everyone feels it. Some people don't feel it. You know what? You know, it's nothing special. It's just chemicals. All right? So fucking get over it. Celebrate your anniversary. Don't celebrate a special day. Hey, Dave's Love Game.
Dave's Love Game.
Sorry, I had to get out of the way first. So anyway, as I said, there are categories in this game. I'm going to tell you guys the categories now. The first category is Love in the Animal Kingdom, History of Love, Silly Love Songs, VE Day, and Love Crap.
Okay.
Okay. So we are going to determine who's going to go first by the person that has been in the relationship the longest, which I've just decided. So it's going to be Mitchell.
Okay.
So Mitchell. So of the five categories, I'll say them to you again. Love in the Animal Kingdom, History of Love, City Love Songs, VE Day, and Love Crap.
I'm going to go with VE Day.
VE Day. So VE Day, the category is about Valentine's Day itself. Okay. I decided to go for like Valentine Elation Day is what I'm going to call it. There are five questions in VE Day. You're allowed to pick which question you go for.
Okay. So do I get to hear the questions first or do I have to just pick a number?
No, pick a number between one and five, please, Mitchell.
Three.
Okay, so on question three, this is for a point, Mitchell. On average, who spends more per person on Valentine's Day? So is it the UK or the US? So you got to think that the populations are obviously different, but then
it's not, it doesn't depend on the population though. It just depends on the one specific.
Exactly. Yeah. Of the people that celebrate Valentine's Day, do they spend more? So is it is there more people in that concentrated little bit of UK, or is it more for the vast amount of Americans there are?
I want to say America.
And you would be correct. Americans, on average, spend $185 on Valentine's Day, whereas the UK, the most is Londoners with $68. I'm guessing this encapsulates just the full day, not just like gifts, like dinners and stuff like that. Okay, so there you go. Mitchell, please, and Liam, I'm going to ask you guys to keep track of your points. Now, as for stealing, I will allow you guys to steal points from each other. If you think you're going to allow the person to answer the question, before I say if they're right or wrong, you're allowed to steal from them if you think they are wrong, before I've said if they're right or wrong.
So you tell me this after Mitch has his right answer, so Mitch has a 1-0 head start.
Yeah, but Mitchell was always going to be right. If that
what do you mean he's always going to be right?
Because it didn't count. If he got it wrong, you would just have the other right answer. When there's only an option of two people, that's what I'm telling you guys now.
This feels stacked. I feel attacked, and I feel this is bullshit.
Not all the questions will just have like one this answer or that answer. You will have an opportunity to steal if you think the other person is wrong. Okay. But if you're going to steal, I'm going to need you guys to have some kind of buzzing thing. So in order to buzz in to steal a question. If you don't buzz in, I'm not going to accept your steal either. So in order to buzz in to go to a question, you've got to say, love, like that. Okay? So, Liam,
I'm not stealing anything. I'm not wasting my time.
All right. You can say love in any way you like, but just got to say love. All right? Okay. Choose a category, please, Liam. Do you want me to go again? Love in the Animal Kingdom, History of Love, City Love Songs, VE Day, or Love Crap?
Animal Kingdom.
Loving the Animal Kingdom. Living it up while we're going down. Right, okay. So in Loving the Animal Kingdom category, I've got four different animals, and we're going to determine whether they mate for life or not. So between one or four, please, Liam.
Three.
The animal is the Diplodocus paradoxum.
You better give me the normal fucking name for it. I'm not Latin.
That is the normal name.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
It's not.
I can tell you what animal it is, but then I'd have to only allow you to have a half point.
No, that's bullshit. How can you do that? Let's see again. Well, this is stats. No, I mean, it's
only half Dave's game.
But Liam, I'm only asking you, do they mate for life or not?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is.
I can't steal it.
Exactly.
I can't steal.
But it's a 50-50. But it's a 50-50 chance and Mitch can't steal.
Some bullshit. Once again, we play a game, I get shafted. Every time.
I can tell you what animal it is, but you just have a half point. Or you can take a stab in the dark and go for the full point. It's a 50-50 shot.
I feel like I should be given a full point regardless.
It's not your game.
I know if it was my game, it'd be done correctly.
It's going to be even longer if you carry on this argument.
I haven't got nowhere to be. We're early, remember? It's many hours to go.
Oh, this is going to be a long game.
Or I could just not release it, either one. What the fuck is it called?
A Diplazone Paradoxum.
The fuck is that? It sounds like a disease.
It sounds like a dinosaur.
It does sound like a dinosaur. That or something you get when you don't wash your hands properly. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, say no. Well, a Diplazone Paradoxum is a species of parasitic flatworm that lives in the gills of cyprinid fish, such as minnows and carps. And in order for them to carry on living, they have to mate. And to mate, they have to connect together and be together permanently from then on. So it's the ultimate attachment relationship. You have to find your mate, attach to each other in order for both of you to live longer. So the answer is yes. The answer is yes. They mate for life.
This game is terrible.
You've got off to a bad start.
No, I have not got off to a bad start. You gave Mitch a fucking easy start. Then you were like, oh yeah, by the way, now that Mitch has got his point, you can actually steal, but you can't take this point. And then I get given some bullshit answer like that. That is not a proper animal. That is a fucking parasitic worm.
That's an animal then.
It's an animal.
That is not a proper animal.
Mitchell, please pick a category. He's going to be going on like this for every single question.
Silly love music.
So silly love songs.
Yeah.
Okay. For silly love songs, Mitchell, I have got 15 songs down here. And what we're going to do is going to be like Never Mind the Buzzcocks, where I say the first part of the lyric and you've got to finish the lyric properly. Okay. Now, we're not doing all 15 in one go. You're going to pick three and we're going to do them fast and we're going to do them fast fire. All right?
Okay.
So, I need three numbers between 1 and 15, please.
2, 4, 11.
2, 4, and 11. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So, 2 is this love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Okay. What's love got to do with it?
Got to do with it.
And I want to know what love is.
I want you to show me.
Okay. Liam, were you listening?
Unfortunately.
Okay. Do you think he got all three?
I don't really care.
Well, you can steal. That's what I'm saying. Because if you don't think he got all three, then
all know he got the lyrics right. Just carry on.
I didn't. I know. I didn't.
Okay. So he thinks he got. Liam thinks he got it right, and actually Mitchell got 2 out of 3.
I was going to say the first one I just fucked up.
Yeah.
He said 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Well, you're supposed to say for number 2 instead of baby don't hurt me was is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling. Fourth one was what's love got to do with it? He said got to do with it, which is right. And then I said, well, I want to know what love is. And he said, I want you to show me. So it's 2 out of 3. Ain't bad.
Ain't bad.
Me, like one said. Yep.
So do I get 2 points for that or 1 point? Yep. Okay.
Of course you do.
Right, Liam, you're going to pick a category.
Fun.
Love in the Animal Kingdom, History of Love, Silly Love Songs, VE Day, or Love Crap?
Give me a Love Crap.
Love Crap. Love Crap. Baby, Love Crap. Okay, we're Love Crap. Love Crap's got 10 questions in it, and I want you to pick one of them, please.
One.
Name for me for 3 points. Name 3 of Selma Bouvier's husbands from The Simpsons.
I don't even know one.
It's the obligatory Simpsons question.
I don't know. I don't watch Simpsons because it's prepared. It's kind of shit. So I only know a few things and I don't know any. So,
Mitchell, do you want to steal? I need to hear your steal. Noise.
I'm not stealing. I don't know anyway.
If I was gonna
throw one out, I was gonna say like Lenny or Carl, but probably not.
No. The answers are Sideshow Bob, Grandpa Simpson, Lionel Hutz, Disco Stu, and oh, fucking Troy McClure. There we go. So Liam Steele on a big goose egg of 0 points. Mitchell, yes. Give me a category.
What's the second category?
History of love.
Go for it. I'll have a history of love.
History of love. Okay, so this one has got a story and a multiple choice question.
Get ready to steal, Liam.
We've got four different stories, and give me one to four.
Four.
Four. Do, 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 do. So, number four is the story of Jean-Paul Sartre and Simone de Beauvoir.
Exactly.
Sartre was an esteemed novelist, playwright, and critic, while de Beauvoir laid the foundation for the modern women's movement. Their romance, though, was naturally ahead of its time. So, my question is to you, what was their relationship the first known example of? What type of relationship? So, was it A, the first known example of an incestuous relationship? B, the first known example of an LGBTQ plus relationship? C, the first premarital relationship in public, or D, the first open marriage in public?
I want to say it's Dave, so I want to say the incestual one.
Oh, he's going for incestuous. Liam has an opportunity to steal if you want it.
I think Liam's given up.
I have given up. I see
if you're putting no effort into this, then I must as well stop the episode if you're going to put no effort into it.
There's no point because this one is too hard to tell. Because it definitely isn't gay marriage because that wasn't legalized for starters until very recently.
I didn't say marriage, I said relationship.
You did say relationship.
I still think it's not that. And the other two are too obvious, are too difficult to tell apart. So I'm not going to waste my effort trying it on this one. There's no point because I don't know. There's no point. I'm not going to make myself look silly.
Well, their relationship was actually naturally ahead of its time. They had the first ever open relationship.
I thought you were going to say well ahead of its time. They were the first incestuous relationship.
I didn't think it was that one anyway. See, I'd have made myself look silly.
The woman, Simone de Beauvoir, was basically the first French intellectual Hugh Hefner, and she had a long tally of like playmates and was a sugar mama. One of her kind of like playthings was a woman called Olga, who was a daughter of a deposed Russian Tsar or whatever they call them over there. And over time, she got bored of Olga. She tried to give Olga to her husband. Her husband was very interested in sleeping with Olga, but Olga was not as much. Olga got another husband, and yeah, there was just a big scandal and affair over this, and de Beauvoir eventually wrote a novel about her real life story about it, saying about how the husband and the couple basically conspired to murder the younger woman in her story. So, you know, if the real life Olga probably had heard of that, I imagine she'd been sleeping with like weapons under her pillow, thinking about, wow, this woman was obviously fantasizing about killing me at some point. So yeah, no point there for you, Mitchell. Liam, Loving the Animal Kingdom, History of Love. City Love Songs, VE Day or Lovecraft.
Give me another Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
Can't wait to get shafted again.
Okay. In fairness, you picked the worst animal for the first time.
Of course I did. It wasn't. Well, I still stand by that was not an animal, but there's no point.
Okay, well, you got a choice of three this time.
Yippee. So, give me
one or four. One? Okay. So number one is the animal that's probably the most associated, most related, closest related to human beings, and that would be chimpanzees. So my question to you, Liam, is do chimpanzees mate for life?
No.
Why do you say no?
Because it's all to do with who is the leader of the pack.
Mm-hmm. The pack.
The pack. I don't know the technical name for it.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to chimpanzees, it seems the answer is yes. But no, really. The answer is no. The answer is no, really. Because for females, they are expected to mate with the one male the whole time, the alpha male, as you say. But the alpha male gets to basically just sleep with whoever he wants. And the male can be very violent and aggressive towards the females in the years preceding, like the females being able to give birth, in order for the to kind of scare the girl, the female chimpanzees into submission to the male. So yes, you're correct. It's kind of a good thing that we're now civilized in this day and age. Love thing, it's a love quiz. Mitchell, Liam got a point. You're on three. Give me a category.
We'll go with VE Day again.
VE Day. So this is again the one about Valentine's Day. So I need a 1, 2, or 4.
Four.
Oh, sorry. There's 5 in VE Day. My bad. 1, 2, 4, or 5. You still going 4?
4.
Cool. All right. 4. In a UK survey of 2,000 people, what percentage of those people got engaged on Valentine's Day?
Is this multiple or is this just guess?
No, this is a guess. Liam has got the opportunity to steal.
Can you repeat the question?
Of course you would. You're giving me nothing in this. In a UK survey of 2,000 people, what percentage of those people got engaged on Valentine's Day?
Oh, I want to say about 65%, 65 to 69%.
Wow. 2,000 people. Right. Okay.
Well, right. You can say 65 to 69%. You can choose multiple answers. I thought we had to choose one answer. Or is it one rule for Mitch and one rule for me?
Yeah. I'm waiting for to hear your answer.
Well, he's just said between 65 and 69.
Okay.
That's 65, 66, 67, 60, and 69. That's 5 answers.
Yeah.
But I would not.
What is this bullshit?
I will not accept you saying 0 to 100%, but if you want to say a smaller amount to like Mitchell did, narrow it down a bit, you can.
All right, well, I'll say 66 to 70%.
Oh, you're both right. You're the same answer then.
Oh, well. Well, not really, because if it's 70%, I'm right. Ah, well.
No, the answer is 20%.
Oh, wow, really? That low?
That low. I actually thought people are that stupid to get engaged on Valentine's Day.
Well, like I said, it was only of a survey of 2,000 people. That's not a sample size.
What's that? 400 people, is it?
About 50%. Yeah, about 1 in 5.
Oh, that's actually quite low. That's quite low. It is very corny to do it then, to be honest.
Yeah.
I
imagine if you asked if more people done it at Christmas and New Year, the number would skyrocket.
Those tend to be the more popular times. But yeah. Apparently, in the US and in the UK, Valentine's Day is the most popular time for people to propose. Yeah, I guess just because of it's because like tradition and stuff like that. I guess I say it's just like easy. You can just do it then. But you know,
it's a cop out. It's a cop out. Honestly, it is a cop out.
You've already got the restaurant booked.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Relax, calm down.
Okay. So, Liam's go. Give me a category. Love in the Animal Kingdom, History of Love, Silly Love Songs, VE Day, or Love Crap?
Give me history.
History of love. Right. 1, 2, or 3?
2.
Two. So, with 2, we've got the story of Mary Shelley, the famous writer of Frankenstein.
So famous.
Yeah.
You don't know Frankenstein?
I don't know books.
Mary Shelley, Frankenstein.
I don't know books. I've got screen smarts.
I don't need book smarts. I've got street smarts.
Exactly.
God damn it. Why can't I find this story now? Do-do-do. Now I've got it. Cool. Now, my question before we hear this story is, where did Mary lose her virginity? Is it A, in a car, B, at a hospital, C, in the woods, or D, in a cemetery?
Do I have to give an answer before hearing a story?
Yes.
What is this backwards fucking thing? Mitch hears the story, then gets an answer. I have to give answer before story. How is this? How?
I think the story relates to where she lost her virginity. That's why he can't give
you the story.
I'm literally
just
first.
Fucking, at this point, I'm just guessing. That's all I'm doing is I'm just fucking throwing shit at the wall and seeing if it sticks. That's what literally what I've had to do. Well, it's obvious it's a trick question because you lose it from the vagina. So, so it's a trick question. The real answer is that this fake convoluted question you provided me with. What were the answers again?
In a car, in a hospital, in the woods, or in a cemetery?
No, give me the right answer. What's the right answer? I don't
want
to know.
Well, I want your answer.
Right. Oh, fucking, I don't know. She's a weirdo. She wrote Frankenstein, so I want to say cemetery, but I just know it's wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway. So,
cemetery. You're correct. Yeah, you're correct. Good. It is the cemetery.
I understand spooky bitches.
It was either going to be the cemetery or the woods.
More specifically, on her mother's grave.
Okay.
So she was very.
That's why the story was waited.
She lost her mother very young in life, and she felt a very affinity to her mother after her mother passed. She used to go to her gravesite regularly and talk to her mother, and basically that's how she coped with the grief. She met Percy Shelley, who was a married poet, and they would meet secretly at her mother's grave, and that's where they grew closer and attached to each other, and that's where they literally attached themselves to each other for her first time. The couple left England to escape the scandal, travelling Europe together. Devastated, Percy Shelley's pregnant wife actually committed suicide in 1816. Without regard for the consequences, though, Percy and Mary married, and Mary started calling herself Mrs. Shelley and started using Mary Shelley as her name. Just 6 years after they got married, Percy actually was killed at sea, drowned in a boating accident in Italy. So Mary, after they had a son and children and that, so Mary returned to England with their son, and that's when she started writing, and for almost 30 years before she died. So, yeah, and an interesting fact, Mary Shelley kept her dead husband's heart in her desk for 30 years.
That's a weird bitch. It's a weird bitch.
Yeah, well, you know. So, yeah, you got a point there, Liam. Well done. That's two, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be keeping track. Mitch, I hope you're keeping track of yours.
I have.
Well, yeah, I don't need to. We all know that every time Mitch asks us a question, you're going to get it right.
He just picks the right questions. You maybe should start doing the same. Mitchell, right. Your category?
Animal kingdom.
Loving the animal kingdom. So we have
I fucking swear, if he gets something like fucking dolphins or something simple, I'm going to launch this desk across the fucking room.
Well, let's see what he picks then.
I swear to God.
Hold on. It's my game. Loving the animal kingdom. Living it up while we're going down. So, Mitchell, we've got a choice of two animals. One or two?
Twos.
Two. So, the two we got is a duck. So, do ducks mate for life?
A fucking duck.
What?
This is ridiculous.
You had chimpanzees.
Oh, it works out. What did I have before chimpanzees?
You chose the wrong animal.
A parasitic fucking worm. That's not an animal, though.
You chose the wrong animal. That's not my fault. You chose three.
It's unbelievable.
And Mitchell hasn't answered yet. Mitchell, please. Ignore the rude man. Do ducks mate for life?
Yes.
Oh. He has got it wrong, Liam. As you well know, ducks do not mate for life. In fact, ducks mate for the shortest amount of time than any other animal species. Ducks mate for 0.3 seconds.
I can top that.
Yeah, just because they don't mate in 0.3 seconds doesn't mean they don't mate for life.
I found out interesting facts about ducks. I found out interesting facts about ducks. Ducks have the largest penis as like compared to their body. It's like four times bigger than their actual body. It's actually in a corkscrew shape as well, and that is so that male ducks can are able to impregnate unwilling females. It's okay. Don't like the unwilling females have a defense mechanism for this, where they're able to shut their opening and cut off the male duck's penis. So yeah,
like teeth,
exactly. And the duck, male duck, goes penisless for a little bit, but he's able to grow another one back. So you know, it's one not of those things teeth. It's one of those things in nature that that is just, you know, glorious, and you don't see much on Attenborough. Okay, so Mitchell got that
wrong. I don't know if I want to hear Attenborough
narrate that. Today on Blue Planet.
Yeah, the male blue. Duck, yeah, it's definitely blue.
The male duck has had his penis chopped off by the female. But don't worry, guys. It'll grow back.
So, Liam, Love in the Animal Kingdom, History of Love, Silly Love Songs, VE Day, or Love Crap?
Love Crap. I ain't touching them songs ones. I don't know. I don't do well with songs.
Love Crap. So, 2 to 10.
10.
10. Question 10. How many sex scenes were there in the first three phases of the MCU?
I should know this. I should know this.
Oh, it's almost like it's an easy question for you. Dude, only Mitchell complaining now. It's about the MCU.
Well, no, because I'm not a virgin. I'm not going to pay attention to just sex scenes. I'm here to see the action. That actually makes me worse. Still.
How many sex scenes were there in the first three phases of the MCU?
Wait, in the first three? Do you know how many fucking films that is?
Yep.
Jesus Christ. Wait, no one's had their cheeks clapped. Wait, no, that's a teller. Like, what are we classing as the sex scene? Because there's no titty. None at all. There's a couple of hot bobbers, but there's no titty.
Any, not kissing or anything like that. Any scene where it's literally like they're going at it.
I generally don't watch them type of films for this sort of fucking scene. I want to see the big bag get his ass whooped by the hero.
Mitchell, you can steal if he gets it wrong, or if you think he gets it wrong, I should say.
I can only think of one, and I don't even think that classes as a sex scene. It's in the first Iron Man film.
So your answer is?
My answer is I don't fucking have a clue. Just the MCU.
Yes.
One. Just one. It's all I can think of is one.
What is that scene you're thinking of?
It's Iron Man when in the first one, when the reporter comes to him saying about him changing from selling weapons to being like a advocate for peace. And then he basically says a few things, she says a few things, and the next thing you see is they're rolling around on the bed. And then the next scene is that she wakes up and he's not there. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay. Well, my answer to this was zero. There is no sex scenes in the only one I can think of.
I'll give
you the point on that one, because the rolling around on the bed at least kind of does imply they are having sex. So there is
groping off. See, you can tell because no hands are visible. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they're not made.
We don't want to make the Marvel and the Virgins uncomfortable with a sex scene. I understand. They're probably there with their mum or something. So, you know.
Hey, I don't go with my mum.
But yes, I'll give you a point on that one, because even though you did say one, it was at least one that you would think is kind of like would count.
The only other one is in Spider-Man when the woman makes him take his trousers down to put on a new suit and someone walks in, but I don't think that counts either. Plus, he's a child, so that's...
Yeah, Okay, so Mitchell, pick a category. Do you need them again?
Love songs.
Love songs. Okay.
Yeah, so, take all of them because I can never remember the music. Take them all.
So pick
2, 4, and 11 again.
Can't do 2, 4, and 11. 1, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15.
1, 3, 5.
1, 3, 5. Okay. When they crowd save up. So quick fire. 1. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
3. How would I know?
If he really loves me.
And 5, where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
I don't know.
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
They don't say it that many times. That one's wrong. They don't say it that many times. There's more words after that. That one's wrong.
I feel like the last one is... Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? La love, la love.
It's okay. I didn't want to steal it. It's okay. Okay.
So, all right. But the other two were right. So,
can I steal it?
No, steal the last one.
I'll give you 2.5 on that one. Okay. Liam, pick a category.
Oh, give me music. Fuck it. Why not?
Cool. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, or 15.
Fuck it. 13, 14, 15. Give me the shit.
13, 14, 15. Okay.
I swear, if one of them is What Is Love, I'm going to cry. I swear to God. Because the only two songs I know, the next lyrics he's already said.
Cool. Right. 13. If you like the way you look that much.
I don't know. I don't.
14. Is this love?
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling?
And 15. Don't care what you did.
Fuck knows.
Okay. Do you want to steal any of those, Mitchell?
The first one. Then you can go and fuck yourself. love yourself.
Yeah. So the first one is 13 is you should go and love yourself. 14 is wrong. It's Is This Love That I'm Feeling? Is This The Love That I've Been Searching For by Whitesnake? And 15, don't care what you did as long as you love me by Backstreet Boys. Mm. Unlucky there, Liam.
I hate music. Music is shit.
Mitchell?
I want to prove the point. Now, the second one was right, but it was a different song. I just want to prove a point.
It was a different song.
I don't care about that. I just want to make a point that I was right. In the song I thought
You said a different one, yes.
Yeah. Different. But it was correct.
I just want to point that. Number 2, by the way, Liam.
I wasn't listening.
Mitchell, category?
History.
History of love. So we've got 2 left. 1 or 2?
Give me 1.
I'll give you 1.
No, thanks.
So the story of Antony and Cleopatra. Obviously we're free men, so we're going to talk about the Romans at some point. Julius Caesar goes over to Egypt and he encounters the beautiful Cleopatra, and he initially wants a relationship with her, but when he goes back to Rome, he gets stabbed. Et tu, Brute? We all know that story. But Mark Antony, his relative, who's the next emperor of Rome, goes over to Egypt, and he gets a lot closer to Cleopatra, to the point where Cleopatra is like saying that they should rule together. And the Romans don't like this. Octavian, I believe, is the guy that says that Antony has turned against Rome, and it starts a Roman civil war over in Egypt. Mark Antony loses, and he flees back to Egypt, and he's despondent to see that Cleopatra has already killed herself. So how did Cleopatra kill herself, Mitchell? So I got A, poison, B, poisonous snake, C, stabbing, or D, drowning in the Nile.
I want to say poisonous snake.
Poisonous snake is correct. It was an asp. And yes, as Romeo and Juliet, they killed themselves. Possibly, may not have ever happened. It might have been all to do with Shakespeare.
It probably was where Shakespeare got the idea from.
Well, it's an idea in history, yeah. He'd already written about Julius Caesar as well. The whole idea of the Senate stabbing him and stuff like that has come from Shakespeare. Okay. Liam, your go. Pick a category.
Is there only one left in history?
There is only one left in history.
Get out of the way.
Cool. Here's the story of Peter Abelard and Heloise. So I have to look up this one. Talk on yourselves.
Is that Liam? What have you been up to today? That much?
I was having a nice day until I had to do this. So,
oh, you're not enjoying the quiz so far?
Oh, can't you tell? I'm having a riveting time.
I'm having a fantastic time, Liam.
Okay, you get a story on this
Dave,
one. You
should have known when Dave said it was a quiz, I was about to get fucked.
You get the story.
It's a Valentine's quiz, so you know.
True.
You get the story of this one.
Oh, how nice of you.
So, in 1115, the philosopher and teacher Peter Abelard met Heloise, the niece of one of his contemporaries, Canon Fulbert of Notre Dame. That's not important. In her late teens to early 20s, Heloise was nearly 20 years younger than Abelard, with a keen intelligence that intrigued him. Convincing Fulbert to hire him as Heloise's live-in tutor, Abelard started to have an affair with Heloise, and when she became pregnant, the couple married in secret to protect Abelard's career. However, the uncle announced that the marriage, he found out about it, and the couple denied it, much to everyone's embarrassment. Abelard sent Heloise away to a convent. So how did Heloise's uncle react when he found out that about the relationship and that the Peter guy had sent the woman away to the monastery? A, he had them both killed. B, he married his niece and had Peter exiled. C, he cut off Peter's cock. Or D, he allowed them to marry after he blackmailed them financially, leaving them both penniless.
E, he wished it was him.
What, he wished it was him that went to a monastery?
Yes. It's an uncle, you know, them stories about uncles.
Mm-hmm. That's why B's there. So we got A, murder, B, incest, C, castration, or D, blackmail.
Or D, all of the above. fuck it. He cut his dick off.
Correct. He did cut his dick off.
I don't know why that seems like the obvious fucking answer. I don't know why, but it's just cut his dick off.
The move of Abelard sending Heloise to a convent made the uncle think that he just abandoned his niece, so he hired men to break into Abelard's rooms and castrate him. Humiliated, Abelard became a monk, devoting the rest of his life to education and scripture. However, hundreds of years later, it was discovered that both, because she had gone to a monastery and he had gone also to a monastery, they had managed to connect to each other through letter, and they actually used to write romantic letters to each other. Exchanging until basically it wasn't discovered until the 17th century, so 500 years later. He died in 1142, and Heloise tended to his grave until she died 21 years later. So, you know, a little bit of a nice romantic story there.
Did he die of penis cutting off, or was that after?
No, he lived and went to a monastery after. So, yeah,
they definitely couldn't have sent each other dirty messages or anything. What's he gonna say? Yeah.
What? He's going to draw out a dick pic.
Yeah. Wish I had this.
he just sends her a picture of his bollocks.
No, castration, you take both. You take the meat and the two.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We've discussed this. We discussed castration. We know this.
why did we have that conversation again? I can't remember.
I think it was a Florida man. I think a guy accidentally castrated himself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Because I was like, was it just the testicles? No, it was a.
So you'll be both happy to know that's the end of the history of love. The history of love is gone. So we only have four categories remaining: love in the animal kingdom, silly love songs, VE Day, and love crap.
Animal kingdom.
Animal kingdom. The last animal, Mitchell. Okay. Is swans. Do swans mate for life?
I'm going to say yes.
And you would be correct. Swans do mate for life. But scientists have discovered that the majority of male swans looking after eggs are not actually looking after their own children. So it actually turns out that female swans cheat quite a lot.
Slags.
Yeah, that'll get all the incels riled up.
Yeah.
That's why they're all owned by the Queen.
Oh, no, Queen's dead now.
Another category gone.
Can't remember the Queen.
Okay, Liam, categories. Did you love songs VE Day or Lovecrack?
I'm going to give me VE Day. I ain't touching them fucking songs anymore.
VE Day. One, two, or five?
One.
One. Which country has the highest percentage of Valentine's celebrators? So people that are admitting that they celebrate Valentine's Day. Admitting. UK? UK or US?
It's US.
US?
Yeah.
Is incorrect. The UK 65% and the US 53%.
So we're just fucking tight.
Yeah.
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 Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, more of us. More, well,
it makes no sense. Like the fact that we spend the least, but
we probably just, we get deals though, don't we? Valentine's Day deals and restaurants and that.
Yeah, that's true. I've always thought that Valentine's Day menus and stuff like that is just a fucking, it's just a scam.
Yeah. Oh, have this steak, but in a love heart shape.
And it is £20 more than it should normally be.
And it's well done.
A £2 bottle of wine, we're going to charge you £30.
And to gain entry to the restaurant, you must complete the trials.
Oh. It was your spear.
Yeah, you got to just go. Right. You basically got to go and fight. Fight everyone to the death. And the last one standing gets a table reserved for 3 o'clock.
Cool. Mitchell, three categories left. City Love Songs, VE Day, or Love Crap?
Love Crap.
Baby Love Crap. Cool. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9.
Jesus.
Nine.
How many more we fucking got? Jesus Christ.
Well, go quicker. 9.
I've been told that.
On average, Mitchell, what percentage of long-distance relationships work out? 1, 30%, 2, 45%, 3, 60%, or 4, 75%?
I want to say the second one, 45%.
Liam, do you want to steal?
What were they again?
30%, 45%, 60%, or 75%?
I think it's 60.
And Liam has successfully stolen, even though he didn't go, love.
You just did it for me. Thank you very much.
No worries. 60% of long-distance relationships work out, so going on average.
Of course, there's going to be a long-distance relationship one in there. Mitch can't do anything about that, about Dave mentioning that. Because he does it properly. Everyone else doesn't do it properly. He does it properly.
Exactly. No one does it proper like me. Oh, God. Go big or go hard. Or no. Yep. What? Anyway. What?
Liam, how many points have I got? I think I got 5. I think cool. I got five.
I'll accept 5. Mitchell, do you know how many you got?
I got 7.5.
Oh, no, I got 6.
I knew you had a half point.
No, I think I got 5. I don't know. Yeah, cool. I don't know.
We'll go with 5. Liam, big category.
Same one.
Love crap. Okay, 2 to 8.
4.
Name for me 2 romantic comedies starring Julia Roberts.
Fuck off. I don't even like Julia Roberts. I don't even know who she is. Can I see? I want to see. I need to see a picture of her. I need to spark my memory.
I don't know if I should allow you to Google it because your filmography might go up.
I don't want to look at her filmography. I just want to.
I could get a picture up and show
on screen. Hang on. I might be able to do it if this way. Hey Siri. Show me a picture of Julia Roberts. Yeah, there's the proof. Look. Let me turn down my.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just shows.
Yeah, cool. Right.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Show me a picture of Julia Roberts. This is weird.
Yeah.
I don't want to know her height and her weight. That's rude.
I don't think Google even knows her age.
Probably does. Rom-coms, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say 13 going on 30.
Okay.
I think. Was that Julia Roberts? Because Mark Ruffalo got a Hollywood Walk of Fame and he was with someone. And I think it was 13 going on 30. I might be wrong. I don't fucking know. I'm not a fucking 40-year-old woman.
Get to know that there's going to be a romantic comedy question coming in at some point.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting Julia Roberts. I was expecting, like, someone else.
Someone else you don't know.
Yeah, someone else I don't know.
She's been in the most, I believe.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst thing is I can see her face and I can see some of the movie posters, but I can't see the names.
She was really good in Leave the World Behind, but that wasn't a romantic comedy.
I don't know what that is. I've never seen it.
It's a Netflix thing. It's good. So we've got 13 going on 30. Give me another one.
Anytime.
Yeah, anytime now.
I'm trying to put letters on these fucking pictures, all right? Leave me alone. I can fucking see the pictures for the fucking the movie posters now. I can see her fucking face. It's so annoying.
Well, no, it was on your phone.
No, but I can see the... There's one of them where she's on the fucking thing and she's smiling. And I can't pick the fucking name of the film. Yeah, you deserve that for laughing at me.
Thanks.
No worries. The only fucking thing that's popping into my head, and I don't even know why it does, I don't think it's right, is What a Girl Wants. I really don't think that's her.
Okay. They are both wrong.
Yeah. I could still write.
Yeah.
Notting Hill.
Yep.
That's the one where she's smiling.
And
isn't it?
Pretty Woman.
Yes.
That's the other one. Yeah. I fucking hate her anyway. She's a shit actress.
Does that mean I get 2 points?
I'm dying. One sec.
Okay. You might need to edit this out.
No, I ain't editing shit. Some convoluted bullshit fucking answers.
I just need to know if I've got 2 points or 1 point for stealing.
Well, you didn't even have to make the noise. I didn't make the noise.
I know, but I did. I should get an extra point for that. Wait, Dave's phone's right there. It's the questions on there.
No, you're right. You're right, because I can see him here. I've Googled it.
Is 2 weeks' notice one as well? Is that Sandra Bullock?
That might be Sandra Bullock, you know. Oh, that's not the one I was thinking of. I should have known Pretty Woman and Notting Hill. The one I was thinking of was Mona Lisa Smile, but I don't know if that's a rom-com. You know, one where she's just on the thing smiling.
Yeah.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, if I was able to breathe, I would have told you that.
Oh, she was in Hook too.
She was Tinkerbell.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Do I get 2 points or 1 point, Dave?
Well, you got them both right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but...
two.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Well, like I said,
was she in 2 weeks' notice, or was that Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Yes, she was in Notting Hill and Runaway Bride.
The other way. The other day. So,
you watched Notting Hill the other day. Did you forget your penis?
When I got home from work, it was on.
What your penis or?
I was surprised it was there.
I've never seen Pretty Woman. I've never seen it.
You know what? I haven't either. I'll admit that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know the famous moments. like where she kind of like goes back to the department store and, you know, where they, he snaps the jewelry thing while her hand, she laughs. I know all that stuff. Okay. Is Mitchell's go. Category. Silly love songs. VE Day or love crap?
VE Day.
VE Day. Two or five?
Five.
Five. What percentage of the US population will buy themselves a gift on Valentine's Day?
The multiple choice?
There is not.
Okay. 25%.
Ooh. Are you sure?
Yeah.
How about you, Liam? Do you want to steal?
Well, I suppose I have to say love. There you go. I've said it. Yeah. So I can say how I want love.
That's nice. I like it. It's like the guy in, it's like the guy in Moulin Rouge. It's about love. And he's like, love.
I think it's 45%.
Ah, Mitchell is closer. It is actually 28%.
Ooh. Not that many. I thought more.
I'm guessing there's still no points, though.
No, no. You can have a half a point for that.
Self-centered, don't they? You know what I mean? They love themselves. Mm. So
indeed.
Those Karens.
You'll go, Lim.
Oh, just give me the other one in that one.
Oh, cool. Which country spends more, UK or the US?
US.
Oh. Yes. That was nice and easy for you.
Well, they spent the most. They spent the most per person.
On average, yeah. But they also spend the most as a collective.
It's a larger, yeah, but it's a larger country, so.
Indeed. It was a very softball question. UK, 1.5 billion. US, 25.4 billion.
25 billion?
25.4 billion. Last year, apparently. Cool. So we have
the gun crime.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, he's being so controversial right now, guys. Oh, watch out. Right, we've got two categories left. Silly love songs and love crap. Come on, Mitchell.
Silly love songs.
Cool. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 12?
6, 7, 8.
Cool. Right. 6. What's love?
Got to do with it.
7. How deep is your love?
Is your love. How deep is your love?
8. How deep is your love?
Is your love. How deep is your love?
No. So, 6, What's Love, was actually Fat Joe and Ashanti. What is Got the Dough, Baby, or It's About Us, It's About Trusting. I would have set to the other of those. 7, oh, you got right. How deep?
Yeah. I don't know.
7 was How Deep Is Your Love. You got it correct. Is Your Love How Deep Is Your Love? Yep. And 8 was Is It Like the Ocean, So Devotion by Calvin Harris.
Okay.
You know, how deep is your love?
Ooh, oh,
that one. Oh, so you got one there, Mitchell.
Yep.
Your worst performance on City Love Songs.
That's fine.
How dare you put in a performance like that?
I got to take that and Bee Gees one right.
Do you want the last one?
Not really, but carry on.
You want the last one on City Love Songs? Cool.
Yes. I don't want it, but get it out of the way.
So 9 is All You Need Is Love.
I don't fucking know.
I don't think that's the word, Liam.
I'm sticking with it. I genuinely don't know.
Okay. 10, Take My Hand, Take My Whole Life Too.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
And 12, All of Me Loves All of You.
Oh, fuck off. I know that song. I just don't know the lyrics. I don't know the next line. I don't know them. Okay. I don't zero, know.
Zero, zero, zero. Mitchell?
I could do the Elvis Presley one.
I didn't even know it was Elvis.
What? Take My Hands, Take My Whole Life Too, because I can't help falling in love with you.
No, fuck Elvis. He's overrated. He's dead as well, so who cares?
But I can't get the point for that, because he told me he don't know the lyrics.
indeed he can't. Right, so we're just left with love crap. Baby love crap. We got 6 questions. So if we know our scores, Liam, You're on
mine,
six.
Mine hasn't changed.
Five.
Oh, yeah, it's gone up by one. Oh, I'm six. On six now.
Okay, Mitchell, 11. You're on 11. 11. Okay, so we've got to see if I'm going to say double points on these then.
He gets one right, it's game over. There's no point.
Get more right than him then, and pick the right questions. Because we've got 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Who's next? It was you, the Mitchell, innit?
Yeah. 8.
2, 3, 5, 6, 8. What was your first kiss like?
Wait a minute.
What?
How can I say no? Very that's not how it was. He's like, no, I object. No, it's not. No, it was full on. It was full on. I should know. I was there.
It was full on. I should know. It was Liam.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was very awkward. It's not right, I mean. It's...
A quick one.
Don't ever do that again.
I can't give you the points to that, Mitchell. Not enough details for me. Sorry. Yeah, I want to hear blow by blow.
That's not a kiss.
Right. Liam?
2, 3, 5, 6, 7. 3.
Right. Explain a romantic movie's plot backwards. So, if you watch whatever movie backwards, it's about what? Is he frozen?
He might as well be.
He's actually frozen. He's actually frozen.
Is he actually frozen?
He is actually frozen. Because he ain't reacted. So
if we'd have heard a clump, then we would have been like, yeah, it's fine. He's dead now. It's fine. Right.
Did you get the question before you went left?
Yeah, I got the question.
Cool.
Do you want me to now answer the question?
Yeah, cool.
Okay. Woman loses rich husband in department store, becomes prostitute.
If you watch Pretty Woman backwards.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Nice. Yeah. There we go.
I only remember that one. I only remember that one because that was one we just hit. So wait, that's double points, yeah? That's double points.
Yes.
That's not the plot of Pretty Woman.
Listen, he's given me the double points. I'm taking them. I'm on 7. I'm on 8 now.
He said rich woman loses some money, becomes prostitute.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought you said rich woman loses her husband in the department store.
Listen, yeah. I've already been given the two points now.
That works as well. But she lost her husband in a department store and became a prostitute. That works. Right, Mitchell, 2, 5, 6, 7.
7.
7. True or false? In the US, school children buy Valentine's Day cards for their whole class.
True.
It is true.
I find that weird.
It is.
I choose you. That's how I remember that.
And then there's a picture of a train. Oh, see, now you watch The Simpsons.
when it benefits me, yes.
Right, go on.
Listen, we all haven't got a fetish for fucking Marge's sisters, okay?
2, 5, or 6, Liam?
6.
6. How many points does the word love score you in a game of Scrabble? He's actually thinking about this one. I was supposed to go, oh, fuck off. I don't play Scrabble. Blah, blah, blah.
I had board games because I was council. You think I could afford anything else? But I'm also dyslexic, so...
Yeah.
They would have had Scrabble. Yeah, Boggle.
I was actually quite... No, it was Scrabble. It just looked like Boggle.
I like Boggle.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I like word searches. I can take jumbled up words because that's what it looks like to me anyway. Eight? No. 7.
14.
Don't give me some bullshit. I swear to God, if you say double fucking letters and shit like that, I swear to God.
No, there's no double letter score.
Love.
Yeah.
Just 4. L-O-V-E.
I have to... L-O-V-E, yeah.
Is V worth like 10? If that makes sense. I thought V was worth 4. L is 1. O is 1. E is 1.
Fuck's sake, what did it not say?
Just Google.
I did.
How many points? Or just type in Scrabble and then
there we go, Scrabble letters. Right. V is 4, L is 1. So that's wrong then. It's 7.
Oh fuck yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. You got a point.
Puts me on 9 points now, bitch.
I just trusted the first one on that one. Okay, last.
You're telling me that you haven't double checked all your answers, so I could have been right for so many others. Mitch, you've been shafted. More than you, but we've been shafted.
Okay, Mitchell, we're down to 2 and 5.
2. Ooh.
According to Pornhub, do we watch more or less porn on Valentine's Day?
More.
No, it's less.
What? Really?
It's less, yes. Apparently, that is the one time when men are kind of like, actually, no, I've got to give one to the missus today, so no porn for me, thank you.
No recreation? Recreating?
No, apparently.
Not even together?
No, not even watching together. Apparently, Pornhub say they get less traffic over Valentine's Day, but they do get more of females searching for porn on Valentine's Day.
Is that because most of the time men are literally just like pump, pump, done. And they're like, right, well, I'll finish myself off.
I've got to finish myself off. Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough. I don't have that problem. I'm just saying.
I've heard. Okay. That leaves.
Wait, how have you heard? Get out of my house.
That leaves Liam with the last question of Dave's love game.
It's Dave's love game. How many points are you on?
Mitchell, how many points are you on?
13.
I can't win anyway. I'll get 11.
Okay. Name a will they, won't they couple from a TV show.
Will they, won't they? God, all these TV shows are going from my head now. What about Rick and Jessica? Not Rick and Jessica. Morty and Jessica. Because they do and then they don't. And then they do and then they don't.
Sure, because it's not for the win, I'll give it to you. That's fine.
Fair enough, that. It's a more respectable score of 11.
I'd have said to like Ross and Rachel or Ted and Robin from like How I Met Your Mother, Jack and Diane or whatever.
Jack and Diane.
Yeah, I think that's from Cheers. I think
I've never watched Cheers. I've seen it come up, I've just never watched it. Is that the one when they're in the pub?
They're in the bar. Fat in guy. Boston. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Fraser's.
Fraser's in it as well. That's where he comes from.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Well, Fraser a spin-off of Cheers?
Cheers, yeah. Because Fraser moves from Boston to Seattle and becomes a radio therapist. Yeah, I prefer Fraser to Cheers.
I've never seen either.
Fraser's good. Okay, so that's the end of Dave's Love Game. I hope you all enjoyed this Valentine's Day, learning about castration and like the meaning of Valentine's Day and how animals like get on in stuff and don't mate for life and shit.
And we've learned that Mitch is like a duck. His penis can be removed and grown back because he watches Notting Hill.
But he's also the winner of Dave's Love Game, so congratulations, Mitchell.
Thank you. So, Liam, you said I've got a huge penis.
I said what I said.
These guys aren't going to let me take charge of an episode anymore.
Nope, never again.
So that's me and you, Dave. Liam's got to take control of every episode now.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again. Not after fucking the. I don't think it was my idea to do the music episodes. That took a year, and I'm not doing that again. Never again. No.
Well, you know, we haven't done a FIFA soundtrack thing in a while. we should get on that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I really don't want to. But okay, fair enough. We'll do it. We'll do another one soon. Maybe next week. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Well, that is it for Dave's Love Game.
Dave's Love Game.
If you want to go and listen to a better game that we played, you've got Tate or not. Which, in all fairness, Mitch still needs to do a third installment. Yeah. Because still, honestly, I think the greatest idea that's ever come out of this podcast is the greatest idea we've had.
The next time he hits the news is the next time we'll do Tay or Not.
But he's not going to hit the news because he's actually been clever about it.
Yeah, he'll hit the news, and then when everyone's talking about him, then we'll do and release video. But I don't want to release the video when no one's talking about him.
Yeah, it's no point. Anyway, all the previous episodes available on all podcasting platforms. Use our government name to find us. It is Wait What, a Trio of Nonsense. You can find us on X and on Instagram at Wait What Pod Trio, YouTube Wait What Podcast, and TikTok at the Wait What Podcast.
Thanks a lot, guys. Keep on loving.
Two. Three.